Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to His Blossoming Daughters. My name is Abijah. If you are new to the podcast, please go to Apple, Spotify, or whatever platform that you listen to your podcast on and follow us for future episodes to come, okay? I am super excited and I hope you are super excited too. I'm always excited for God. Anything I do for God, I'm going to be excited no matter what. So if you don't know, that's a little bit about Abijah, okay? I love God. I love Jesus. I love the Holy Spirit. All right. So today we are going to talk about 7 tips that can help you jumpstart your blossoming season. All right. 7 tips, 7 practical tips to jumpstart your blossoming season. If you truly want to become the woman God created you to be, we first have to set a foundation. When you think about a foundation, the foundation is laid out. Like when we think about construction, right? When they want to build something, they first have to lay a foundation. You can't build a house on no foundation. It's not possible. It's the same for our journey. It's the same for this blossoming journey. You need a firm foundation in order to build the rest of your journey. So we're going to dive into the 7 practical ways to jumpstart your blossoming season. But before we jump into the next section of the podcast, I want to say a big thank you to our sponsor, which is me, His Blossoming Daughters. It's me. It's His Blossoming Daughters, Abijah. HBD has an Etsy page where we sell items like journals, mugs, and candles. When I started my blossoming journey, I journaled the entire process. There were times I wrote down things like my dreams, my emotions, or even what I was thinking during the whole process. I would often also make hot chocolate and light a candle to set a peaceful environment for me to journal my thoughts away. Okay, so if you would like to support us, please check out the link below in the description box or go to blossomingdaughter31.etsy.com. That's blossomingdaughter with no S, 31.etsy.com. Thank you so much. So each tip that I'm about to give you or each step that I'm about to give you, we're going to dive deeper into each of those steps within the next 7 episodes. Okay. Number 1, first of all, if you want to have a strong foundation, your strong foundation starts with Jesus. If you want to start this blossoming journey, it starts with Jesus. We can't do nothing without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our firm and strong foundation. Okay, I'm going to go deeper with scriptures in the next episode, in episode number 4. But I am here to tell you that you can't do none of this without Jesus Christ. Now, if you are kind of lukewarm, you're 1 foot in, you believe in Christ, but you're not really walking the ways of Christ, the principles of Christ, this is the time where you want to really ask yourself, am I really a follower of Christ? Or are you by default a follower of the devil? Because by default, if you're not with Christ, then you're under a different kingdom. If you truly want to start this blossoming season, and if you truly want to become the woman that God has created you to be, then that starts with Jesus. It starts with Jesus. When I started my journey, it was Jesus. I struggled in the beginning to believe in him, but the day that I surrendered my all in January 2020, I surrendered my all. That day I got baptized by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gave me truth, and the Holy Spirit literally gave me truth about Jesus, that he is the truth, the way, and the life. And that was the day I surrendered my life to Christ and I gave my full self to Christ Jesus. And since then, since 2020, the transformation that I have been going through, it has been nothing but Jesus in every step. It has been nothing but Jesus in every step, every way, every turn. It has been nothing but Jesus. Jesus has delivered me. He has set me free. You know, he has given me joy when in my down times. He has given me strength in hard situations, in difficult situations. It is nothing but Jesus. And you can't go through this process without Jesus. Because if you try to do this without Jesus, you will not be able to get to where God wants you to be. Okay? So now we're going to jump into number two. Number two is prayer. Your prayer life has to be solid. If you don't know how to pray, if you are struggling, you know, to learn how to pray, if you're struggling in prayer, don't worry. You know, we're going to have tools and resources for you coming up in the next, in the episodes to come. Please just continue to check us out. We will help you with that. But prayer is what sets the tone. In everything, we have to pray, because in Ephesians 6, it says we do not wrestle against the flesh, but against principalities and powers and darkness of the air. I'm just paraphrasing, but that's what the scripture says, right? We do not wrestle against the physical realm that you see right in front of you. We wrestle against the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm is the dominant realm. And what happens in the spiritual realm will affect you in the physical realm. But the only thing, in Ephesians 6, he also says that God gave us a weapon, right? Weapon. He gave us weapons. And one of the weapons is prayer. 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 You have to pray through this season. In all your life, in everything, you have to pray. But if we're talking about the blossoming season right now, you have to pray through the season, because it's prayer that's going to get you to the next step. And then once you get to that step and you get that revelation, now you got to go back into prayer and get to the next step, right? But we are going to dive deeper into prayer in episode 5, okay? So the next step would be number three, which would be fasting. Fasting is a secret tool. It's not even secret, but it's a strong tool, right? When you go into fasting, you go deeper into your prayer and like your spiritual walk. You are fasting is when you're surrendering your flesh, right? Because you're not feeding your flesh, but you're feeding your flesh with the word of God. I'm not feeding your flesh. I'm sorry, feeding your spirit, right? You're not feeding your, you're denying your flesh, and you're going to feed your spirit, which we're going to go deeper into that in a later episode. But fasting is what helped me through a lot of the issues that I was going through. When I was going through deliverance, it was fasting that prompted most of my deliverances, okay? Without fasting, even the Bible says that this spirit, this demon cannot come out unless you go into fasting, right? I'm going to get that scripture and I'll release that on that episode ahead. But it's fasting that's going to help you fight the fight, right? It's fasting that's going to help you through the process. There are things that you probably have no privy to. And when you get into fasting, God will give you deeper understanding and deeper revelation about that thing, right? So fasting is number three. Number four is reading your word. Romans 12:2 says, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the word of God. It's the word of God that transforms your mind. And part of this blossoming season is tackling your mindset. And we're definitely going to do that on this podcast. We're definitely going to do that in this community. We're going to tackle your mindset. When I started in 2019, I had a bad mindset. I'm not going to lie to you. I had a bad mindset because of my perception of the world from the things that happened to me as a child, right? I didn't see marriage as a blessing because I was still dealing with the things that happened to me as a child and the things that I experienced from men, you know, growing up. So yeah, my mindset was not in a good space, and I had to work on the mindset. And that only came through reading the word of God. When I started to read the word of God, I started to be transformed. My mind started to be transformed. And that mindset shift breaks strongholds. Let me tell you. Y'all, we're going to go through this. We're going to go through these things. We're going to talk about this. But reading your word is pivotable. Reading your word is another weapon that God gives us, the word of God. In Ephesians 6, he talks about putting on the full armor of God. And one, the sword that he talks about is the word of God. When you use the word of God in your prayer, oh, baby, you will be fighting demons. You will be fighting demons. You will be casting things down and you will see how powerful you will become. Not as in your own power, but of course it's the Holy Spirit's power, but he gives us the word for us to use as a weapon. Okay. So we're going to, of course, dive deeper into that. Number 5 is community. Baby, if it's not community, you know, if you are someone that says, I don't need to go to church, I don't need to be around people, I'm going to just sit in my house and be by myself and be alone, that is not from God. I'm sorry, that is not from God. And I have to say it, that is not the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is not a spirit that's going to isolate you and put you in seclusion in that way with that kind of mindset. Now, there are times God will call you out of certain things and he will isolate you just for it to be you and him. Now, that is true, right? But if your mindset, if you have the mindset of you don't need to be around people, you don't want to be around people, you don't need to go to church, like, it depends on your mindset, right? Let me tell you, that's not the Spirit of God. God is about unity. He's about community. And when you are going through this season, you're going to need to lean on your community. Now, we are just a podcast, but if you have a church community, if you have an online community that you could lean into, you should lean into it, right? As long as it's biblical teaching, as long as it's in Christ, right? Because we definitely want to be amongst believers and true believers, people who walk in the Holy Spirit. But when I was going through my process, it was the community of my church that helped me go through deliverance, learning how to fast, learning how to pray, getting the seeds of who Christ is. It was community. It was my church community that helped me through all of that. It was my church community that helped me go to prayer that had prayer nights on Fridays. So that built my prayer life. It was my community that did fasting every month, 3 days fasting at the beginning of the month, right? And that kept me building my fasting life, right? It was community that did that. Now, in my journey, yes, God did isolate me from family and friends, but he isolated me and put me into a church community that was strong in their prayer life, fasting, you know, reading the word, giving biblical teaching. He put me in that kind of atmosphere. So he took me out of one type of atmosphere, a worldly atmosphere, and he put me in a Holy Spirit led atmosphere where I got my training. Number 5 is community. Number 6 is intimacy with God and consecration. Now, this is what I mean by isolation. I know some people don't like to say the word isolation, but what I mean is consecration. Okay. Consecration, isolation. I mean, basically you're there with God. It's the same way as Moses. When Moses went up into Mount Sinai, Moses was by himself with God. Moses was by himself with God. He was isolated with God. We're talking about having intimacy, having time with God, quiet time, quality time with your Father, getting to know him on deeper levels, getting to know him, who he is, what he does, his character. These are the times where you spend your quiet time with God, or you isolate yourself with God. You go and have that intimacy time with God. And we can't go through our blossoming season without it. There are times you're going to get tested with certain situations. Like when I was dealing with anger, I would get tested with anger a lot. And the devil just knew that was one way that he can get me. And when God started working with me on that, he definitely tested me a lot on my anger because God wanted me to deal with it. And I had to go and withdraw a lot to be in the presence of God to deal with that anger. When you think about Jesus, Jesus withdrew a lot to have that intimate time with his Father. Throughout the whole Gospels, you will see, it will say that Jesus left the disciples and he went up to the mountain, or he went away to the quiet place, or he went somewhere to pray and have that intimate time with his Father. So it's important to have that time with God during and through your blossoming journey. And number 7 is mentorship. Now, mentorship is important, and this plays a big part of your blossoming season. If it wasn't for some leaders at my church who became like a mentor, who took me under their wing, discipled me, I don't know if I would be here today, where I am today. And it's not to say that God couldn't do it. I definitely know that God worked on me a lot. But he definitely used the leaders to help me in my journey. He definitely used these people that I call my mentors to help me in your journey. Now, a mentor doesn't always have to be someone at your church. It could be someone online. I also give credit to Miles Monroe. I learned a lot from his ministry, from his teachings. I learned a lot online from his teaching. Now he has passed on, you know, he is not here today, but I learned a lot from the teachings that he gave years ago, right? And I would consider that to be a mentor. And there are other people that I can definitely give credit to online that were like mentors to me, even though I didn't know them physically and they didn't know me. They have no knowledge about me, but they were definitely pivotal in my journey, in this blossoming journey. So mentorship is definitely important, and it's something you should lean into if you want to start your blossoming journey and become that woman God has created you to be. So these are my 7 steps to jumpstart your blossoming journey. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all podcasting platforms. We are also on Instagram at His Blossoming Daughters. If you want to follow my personal pages, I am Abijah Badeno on, just type in Abijah, GBEDENOU on Instagram. Abijah, GBEDENOU on YouTube. If you don't know, I do have an online ministry on YouTube called Anointed Release Ministries. So I am on YouTube. That is a prophetic and teaching ministry as well. And I am on TikTok daily. And my TikTok name tag, my TikTok tag is Abijah G. And, yeah, that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And please give us a 5-star review so that we can be pushed out to more people and the podcast can grow and we can continue to share the light of Christ. We are the salt and the light of this world. So I'm asking you to please just share with a friend, share with a sister, share with the girl down the street that you think that she may not want to hear this, but she may really want to hear it, but she may tell you she don't. All right, guys, on this podcast, we're going to have fun. We're going to laugh. This is not a podcast, but we're going to be dry and we're just going to talk and be boring. No, we're going to have fun. So if that's not for you, then it's not for you. But for the girls who know, the girls who are ready to start their blossoming journey, then this is the podcast for you. All right, HBD. Bye. I'll see you in the next episode. That's so crazy that I keep saying, I see you in the next episode. So should I say, I'll hear you in the next episode? I don't know. So I'll see you in the next episode. All right. Bye.